Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So what do you provide? Cookie cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in security.
You ready for a new ride? We got it at Gossett Kia Covington Pike. And Bobby J is the man to put you in a new Kia today. It's less than $5 a day. 2021 Kia Forte, $129 a month lease. $31.99 due at signing. Find your soulmate with 2021 Kia Soul. $159 a month lease. $3,099 due at signing. And 2021 Kia K5, built in America. $184 a month lease. $3,099 due at signing. All 36 month leases. Plus, peace of mind you can trust with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Kia 1900 Covington Pike. Shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
36 month leases, zero security deposit, 650 acquisition fee, Forte, ME344837, MSRP 20,655, Soul M777-2135, MSRP 21130, K5, MG005560, MSRP 25725, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF695, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2021, dealer stock only.
Why so serious?
So raise your glass if you are wrong, and all the right.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Introducing Fidelity Income Planning. We look at how much you've saved, how much you'll need, and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income, even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC. Let's go!
If you need a new roof or you think you might need a new roof, call our man Chris McCauley at McCauley Roofing and Renovation. They've got plenty of team members that are ready to get out and help you with all your roofing needs. And if you mention that you heard about Chris McCauley and McCauley Roofing on the Jason and John Show, you get a free roofing upgrade.
I've got free inspections, file insurance claims, obviously new roofs, roofing repairs, missing shingles. Check out their 5-star reviews on Facebook or you can call them up at 901-487-7096.
901-487-7096. McCauley Roofing and Renovations.
Welcome back to Love League. It's time for Jack to meet our final contestant, April Games. April is a fun-seeking Aries who loves fresh flowers, afternoon showers, and winning. April, describe your perfect night.
Well, Bob, I like to pick up some instant games, find my favorite lucky coin, and see where the night takes me.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack, who will it be?
Yeah, I'm gonna take April Games, Bob.
It's hard not to pick a winner when you pick April Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Get ready to knock down some fun with new multiplier instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Four great games that can multiply your next win into big money. Play for $1, $2, $5, or $10 for your chance to win up to $1 million in cash. Pick up a multiplier game today, and with a little luck, your cash could do some serious math. Multiplier games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Join us and get vaccinated on Friday, April 16th and Saturday, April 17th during our community vaccination days at the Pipkin Building from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Receive a $20 Kroger or Walmart gift card, Grizzly swag, and BOGO McDonald's coupons while supplies last. This Friday and Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. during our community vaccination days at the Pipkin Building from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Pipkin, located at the Liberty Bowl Stadium.
This is Memphis' sports station, WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Station. Special contest data message rate supply. The Parlay Payday, powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better better. Download the BetQL app today. 11K a day.
This hour's cash code is KIND. Text KIND, K-I-N-D, K-I-N-D to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. That's KIND, K-I-N-D to 72881. Today's the final day of the Parlay Payday. Be listening through the 5 o'clock hour for your chance to win $1,000 each and every hour. Your next chance to win is at 11 o'clock right before Jason and John gets kicked off. Last time, text KIND, K-I-N-D to 72881. Good luck.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond every weekday around 10 a.m.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is, of course, On the Road Again by Willie Nelson. Sending that out to the Memphis Grizzlies, headed out on the longest road trip of at least their Memphis history.
Are you a fan of Willie Nelson?
Of course. I mean, what American is not a fan of Willie Nelson?
Have you seen Willie Nelson?
I've seen Willie Nelson many times in many different settings. It can sort of go different ways, depending on the setting. I've seen him open for the Dixie Chicks at the Pyramid. I've seen him with Bob Dylan at AutoZone Park. I've seen him at Snowden Grove Amphitheater with Alison Krauss and Casey Musgraves. Probably a couple of other times too.
What's the best way to see him? You never seen him what?
The best way to see him is probably a way I've never seen him, which would be in a smaller indoor venue, and that I have never had the pleasure of experiencing.
Right. What's his story? Do you know his story? Like where? What is his quick biographical sketch of Willie Nelson?
He's from Texas, and he sort of got his start as a songwriter first. He wrote Crazy, the Patsy Cline hit. That's a Willie Nelson song. And so his career began as more songwriter, and then he evolved in more of an artist in his own right a little bit later in the 60s, especially in the 70s, and really sort of bloomed as sort of a cultural figure in the 70s as sort of part of, what was considered the outlaw movement of sort of Texas country singers who are a little bit more iconoclastic than the Nashville types.
This is the longest road trip in Grizz history. Is that right?
I believe that is true, at least Memphis Grizzlies history, but it's probably just Grizzlies history.
And is there a reason for it? Like, does one have longer road trips because of the pandemic?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're trying to, it's just, everything is a consequence of trying to cram for the Grizzlies now 40 games into whatever many days because of the games they missed on the front end. And so, the NBA scheduling does some enormous computer program to help, deal with the complexity of it all, and this is what it spit out.
Okay, so if I was to offer a Grizzlies fan a certain number of wins on this road trip that you could, and of course this isn't how life works, and the suspense is all part of it and all of that, but I'm going to offer you as a representative of the Grizzlies, I'm going to offer you that you can come back from this road trip 3-4. Would you take it?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. I'm going to offer you 2-5.
No, I think 3-4 is sort of the bar. I mean, Drew had asked me on the podcast about, he included the home game against Portland at the end of it, so he right. made an eight-game question. And I put 3-5 for that eight-game stretch is sort of the bar. Like, anything above it you feel really good about, and below it you don't feel so good about. And then, like, the bar is sort of the midpoint to me of acceptable is sort of the 3-5. You know, I think 2-5 on the seven-game road trip, given who you're playing against, would be no travesty, but I don't think you'd be happy about that.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, they'll only be favored tonight, right? I mean, they play at Chicago tonight, no Zach LaVine.
If they're favored, oh, okay. Well, they now, yeah.
They are favored by 4 tonight. We've checked this. They're no Zach LaVine protocol, so they're favored by 4 tonight. Then it is, for folks, just to remind them, at Milwaukee, at Denver, at the Clippers, at Portland, at Denver. Where the hell are they getting the rest of their wins? I mean, they can, though. Like, you can win games that you're not favored to win. I guess that's the only way to look at it. Yeah.
I mean, that's the way that's it works. Yeah. I mean, over the course of the season, you win lots of games you're not favored to win. You lose, get lots of games you are favored to win, right? That's just the way it goes.
So we should be happy with 3-4. Delighted, really, I think. I'd be delighted with 3-4.
I think that would be a good road trip, given the circumstances. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. You wrote a piece at the Daily Memphian where you chronicled all the types of losses that there are to lose. Very entertaining piece, which I would urge people to read. I'm just going to go through some of the types, and you don't have to talk about the game that's connected with it, but here you go. One was that was supposed to be fun loss. What's that one look like?
Yeah, I mean, I did do that for the opening night where, you know, it's opening night at home, new season, you know, against the Spurs, you're favored. Again, the whole favoring thing is a gambling thing, which doesn't really matter.
No, but you're supposed to win it. You're supposed to win it, yeah.
It's a game where, you know, you think you're likely to win, and then you lose by double digits. And it's you go in with the anticipation of this is going to be good, and then it's just not good.
Now, how is that one differ from the I thought we had this, the Warriors win, where they played the Warriors without Steph Curry?
Yeah, that's a slight distinction. I mean, I think with the first one, it was in addition to the game itself, it's the trappings of the game. It's the opening night. This is a celebratory kind of atmosphere. It's an occasion, and the occasion gets spoiled. So it's bigger than just we're supposed to win this game. Because I think the distinction between the Grizzlies and the Spurs on the floor that night was not nearly as profound as the distinction between the Grizzlies and the Warriors when they were missing Steph Curry.
And I guess the other one, the MLK game's supposed to be fun too, like getting smashed by the Pelicans on MLK game. That would be a type that would fit into the same category of this was supposed to be fun.
I mean, they actually won the MLK game
but
this season.
Last year.
But if you go over time, like, I mean, the Grizzlies have lost many an opening night and many an MLK Day game.
Right.
And those are this was supposed to be fun games. Yeah.
Do you have this one in here? Do you have the loss to the Clippers when you were up, 23? Like, do you have that loss in...
Well, I just use games from this season, but...
Right. What category is that one?
That's a collapse. I mean, you're up 24 going into the fourth quarter. That's a collapse. If you want to say the Nick Young hitting 3 threes in like 70 seconds at the end, it adds a gut punch to the collapse, I think maybe that's a combo. But generally speaking, I mean, that was a classic collapse. That was a all-time collapse.
I'm putting your piece aside for a moment, since we're on the subject of losing. What is the most painful loss in Grizzlies history?
Oh, I think it's that one. I think it's game one in the playoffs.
More than game 7 of that same series?
Yeah, there are different kinds of pain. But I think, I mean, that game 7, you were playing poorly all game. And it was a terrible game. The whole thing was a slog. But that game one, like, you're up. I want to say they were up 27 at one point in the third. but I think they were up 24, if my memory serves, going into the fourth quarter. You're up 24 points on your home floor in a playoff game going into the fourth quarter. Like that, you know, and I did think about some of those like historic losses, and I ended up not incorporating them into the column, but you know, you had that, you had the game seven of the same series where you lose a game seven at home on Mother's Day Sunday. You lose a triple overtime game at home.
Yeah, but that one, I would say the triple overtime loss is the best loss in Grizzlies history.
Yeah, but it's a memorable loss, right?
Yes. Oh, there's no question it's memorable.
You're talking about losses that are not generic, right, that have a specific character to them.
Yes.
Like that definitely is one.
Yes. Oh, there's no question. I think that is.
May I submit another?
Yeah, give me another loss.
It wouldn't have mattered in the end, but the game three against the Mavericks, I believe the Grizzlies were up like 8 with 90
Dirk.
Seconds.
Oh, and the then Dirk
picked up the loose ball.
And as soon as he made the shot to send it to overtime, you're like, okay, who wants to leave?
And didn't Mike Miller have a chance to win that or something?
These are different games. Miller is the near miss. That was the first playoff series against the Spurs. It may have been the game that Hubie got Coach of the Year award, but you know they got swept in that series. But there was one game in that series that came down to the last shot, and Mike Miller had a last shot to win it.
It might have been game three of that series. Like, yeah, Memphis. I think it was. I think it was game three of that series. Mike had a shot to win it, missed it, and that was that.
Then. Yeah.
Okay, so then
that's the near miss. And then the game Jeffrey's talking about, which was, I guess the second or the third. It was in the FedEx Forum.
It was game three, and I want to say it was the 05 series.
Yeah, and so there was a loose ball situation, and the ball gets knocked around, and Dirk Nowitzki picks it up and drills a shot, and that was sort of a gut punch shot.
To send him into overtime, and then Dallas.
And then they won by like 10 in overtime. It was. I remember because I was at that game with my brother, and I remember when they were up like 7 or 8 with like under 2 minutes, turning to my brother, being like, "How are they going to lose?" And then as soon as that play happened, I go, "Oh, that's how."
That was a shot. I remember to Andy Dolich at the time telling me that shot cost us $1 million
because they would have had another game.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Any other big memorable losses that we're missing? So, I don't. Clippers, I'm just thinking.
Well, you had that series, and I'd have to go back and refresh my memory because it was all a jumble. But they had a series against Oklahoma City.
Yeah. They came back and lost game. Go ahead.
They played four straight overtime games in that series. Like four overtime games in a row in that series. So I think the Grizzlies won the majority of them. But that was a series where you had – I mean, it was fantastic finishes one after the other because literally they played four straight overtime games.
That's fantastic. I look forward to it all meaning that much again. That was a hell of a lot of fun, the wins and the losses. But, yeah, there were some demoralizing ones. And their regular season losses, I have a hard time. I mean, this year, obviously, I'm thinking about them, but I have a hard time thinking about regular season losses that stick in the memory. Which is helpful as I think about last night, 2 nights ago. Like, I don't think there will be one that sticks in the memory. Maybe that's probably the most dramatic. It's got to be. It's got to be the most dramatic.
I think that Luka shot will be remembered.
Right. The Luka shot will clearly be remembered. Yeah. Okay. Other losses we have. We have the Sisyphus loss. What's that one again?
That's, if you remember your high school English, that's the myth of Sisyphus is a Greek myth, and it's one of the more useful sort of Greek myths to apply to life, to me, really. And that's the one where the guy is fated to forever push a boulder up a hill and never get to the top. And to me, that's the most agonizing of games to watch if you're on the side of the team that loses, because you spend the whole – it's a tease. It's a 48-minute tease. You spend the whole game – watching them try to make a comeback and get close and then fall back and then get close and then fall back and then get close and then fall back and then time runs out.
My pessimism comes in – my intrinsic pessimism comes in handy there because I never believe. And so I didn't find –
But it strings you along. If you get blown out, unless you have a professional obligation, like you're playing right. in the game or you're writing about the game, you just turn it off, right? I think it's the tease that to me is the agonizing.
So the for example, the demoralizing butt kicking, which was from the Pelicans beating the Grizzlies on February 16th, that one was That one was tough. The easiest one is what you describe as the scheduled loss or the punt, which was Suns 128, Grizzlies 97 on February 20th. Who didn't play in that? It was like they just...
They sat Brandon Clark, Kyle Anderson, and I think Grayson Allen all just for rest. And then like lowered the minutes on everybody. Gorgie Jean led them in scoring that game. It was the fourth game in five nights, and they clearly decided we're taking the foot off the gas in this game.
So here you have two that there's could be a thin line between them. You have the moral victory loss,
yep,
which is Bucks 112, Grizzlies 111 on March 4th. But then right next to it, you have the near miss loss, which is Nuggets 103, Grizzlies 102 on March 12th. Like that's a how do you distinguish between the near miss and the moral victory loss? Both losses.
In this case, the moral victory is based on what they did, and the near miss is based on what you did not do. So in the moral victory, they're both games that come down to the last shot against really good teams that are teams that are supposed to be better than you. In the moral victory game, Drew Holiday hits a tough shot to win the game. And in the near miss, John Morant has a tough shot to win the game, and it doesn't go in.
Do you have the Knicks game, the recent Knicks game, in here?
Yeah, that's the collapse.
Oh, that's the collapse. Yeah. Yeah. That was to me, that was the most demoralizing. Should have had it. The collapse is the most demoralizing. Anyway, Bulls tonight, they head out on their seven-game road trip. Other things to talk about really quickly. LaMarcus Aldridge has retired because of health concerns. I guess he had an irregular heartbeat. Hall of Famer?
To me, it's hard with the Basketball Hall of Fame. It's gotten hard with the Baseball Hall of Fame, right, too. With Roger Clemens is not in the Baseball Hall of Fame. I don't know what we're doing. But with the Basketball Hall of Fame, it's all college coaches, and so the idea of what makes a Basketball Hall of Famer, it doesn't really make sense because it's not like an NBA Hall of Fame. To me, LaMarcus Aldridge is the classic case of someone whose career numbers look like a Hall of Fame, but if you watched him play, you never watched him and said, "Well, that guy's a Hall of Famer," right? It's the classic, he was good for a long time and ended up putting up great career numbers. I don't think anyone ever watched him and said, that guy's an all-timer, right? So to me, he's a very borderline case. Mitch Richmond in the backcourt.
As you point out, he is 47th in NBA career history and career points, 62nd in rebounds, 68th in blocks, 36th in field goals, 71st in minutes. He has 7 All-Star appearances, 5 All-NBA nods. To me, that's pretty – the 5 All-NBA nods is pretty damn persuasive. And 3 top 10 MVP finishes? No. To me, the most persuasive is not the 7 All-Star appearances, but All-NBA 5 times. That's pretty damn good. And then I don't know if he got too old or the game changed. What happened to LaMarcus Aldridge?
Oh, I think a little bit of both. He changed with the game, but it took him a while. He had a couple of years there where he didn't change fast enough, and then finally with the Spurs, he started to stretch his game out. But then I think the game changed and he got old. I mean, he was 34, 33, something like that. I think not everyone is good until their mid-30s, and so I think mostly in case of he had a good long run. And so the idea that his game declined and his role declined as he approached his mid-30s should be no real surprise.
And then we have James Wiseman, successful surgery. You'll be glad to know. No one has ever had unsuccessful surgery, certainly at the outset. But we now know, experts as we are in the distinction in meniscus surgeries, we now know that he got the repair. He got the Jaren Jackson Jr. treatment, which means we may not see him for a while. I mean, that is a significant setback for James Wiseman, wouldn't you imagine?
Yeah, I mean, there is a difference calendar. I mean, there's a difference calendar-wise in when the injuries happen. So he's having it in April, whereas Jaren had it, I think, in August. But you're also somewhat different season calendars because the season calendar was off this year. And so it's probably unlikely he'll miss as much of next season as Jaren missed of this season because of the timing. But I think at the minimum, you have to assume he's not going to play to start next season. I think your minimum assumptions are he is not available to start the season, but that he does play at some point next season.
Chris, thanks very much. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphis. You can read his piece on Grizzly losses over there at the Daily Memphian. And it's not as demoralizing as you might think, really. It's sort of a fun look at losses. They're not as painful when you look back at them, are they? Like the, here we are discussing that miserable. I mean, those two against the Clippers are the worst.
I think
one because it was a collapse. One because it was at game seven. It was like a Sunday afternoon. It was glorious.
It was like,
day.
I think it was 11 a.m. because I flew back in. I was living in North Carolina at the time. It was Mother's Day weekend.
Such high expectations. First time we, you know, and it was just.
I don't know. Like it was also one of those games where the score kind of at times was close, but you never felt like the Grizzlies.
It was a stinker where they did not rise to the moment. Baseball is back. Nothing quite like the great weather, the cold drink, and a little action on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now's the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel is letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. You get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet does not win. And once you have an account, you can get up $25 back each day in site credit if your same game parlay bet falls one leg short. This way, you can buy multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. And if you miss just one leg, you get $25 back in the site credit. Just another reason why FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook and the official partner of 92.9 FM ESPN. You just got to download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up with promo code Calkins to get in on all the action. FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Calkins. Must be 21 or older in present Tennessee. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.vanduul.com for details. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789. We got some very official win totals in for the NFL, Jeffrey. But first, Jennifer Biggs is going to join us. We'll talk about food, cheese dip, all that good stuff. And then we'll give you some NFL win totals. Jeff Calkins Show on a Friday, 92.9 ESPN.
Encore flavor.
There's now a faster and easier way to pick up your Corky's Barbecue. Order and pay online, pull into the designated spot, text Corky's to 474747, and we'll bring your order right to your car. No waiting.
Jeff Allen, my man, what's happening over at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah?
All I can say, Randy, it's the right time to buy your new Kia at Gossett Kia South on Mount Moriah. I've got a 2021 Kia Forte, 41 MPG, or $129 a month lease, just $31.99 due at signing. And a 2021 Kia Soul, $159 per month lease, $30.99 due at signing.
And I see you got 2021 Kia K5, built in America, $184 a month lease, $30.99 due at signing. They're all 36-month leases.
Plus our industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, and let's not forget Senatobia, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, zero security deposit, 650 acquisition fee, Forte, ME344837, MSRP 20,655, Soul M777-2135, MSRP 21130, K5 MG00560, MSRP 25725, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, includes all manufacturer rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title and license with approved credit, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2021, dealer stock only.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
Salty. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley.
This is Jeff Calkins. You've been hearing me talk about the virtues and benefits of Triumph Bank. Now let's hear from their customers.
My father started LSI 41 years ago, and I spent many summers with him. He was going through some photos and found a picture of me in a high chair sitting next to a laminator when I was probably two. Working with my dad was awesome. He taught me a lot of things. And now that I've got three boys, all of them want to be a part of it. It's very rewarding driving around Memphis and seeing your product all over the place, whether it's a vehicle driving down the street at a red light or going to a sporting event and seeing your banners or your signage. The most rewarding thing is being able to bring jobs to the local market and be able to see it in their face when they show up every day knowing that they're going to get a paycheck. Pretty much whatever we need to grow the business, Triumph is there. They're behind us to fund us and to keep us growing and to help us keep going for another 40 years. I am Mason Ezell, and this is my Triumph.
Triumph Bank, your story, your growth, your triumph.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
To the bright side of the road.
I love listening to that Triumph Bank. Can everyone hear all of it? Like, I was just listening to the ad that played over our airwaves, Jeffrey. Is that, like, we have different ads streaming and different ads. Is that right? Like,
that is my understanding, yes.
So that was a guy who's got a small business.
Yep.
And he went to Triumph to help with their small business. And I've talked to them about this. I mean, they all, like, if you are a small business, your bank is really your business partner in many ways. And they help you strategize and help you come up with a plan. And they are truly, in, like, when they're loaning you money, they are invested in your success. They truly are invested in your success. And to see a small business, and to the guy was talking about how he sees his product all over town, and he brings jobs to the community. And that's what a bank does. I mean, when we say that they're invested in the community, that's what we mean. They're literally invested in the community. Triumph Bank. It's why a local bank matters. Triumph Bank's invested in the community and making banking easy for you. Joined now by Jennifer Biggs. Jennifer Biggs. One of the things about having 10 dogs at home, including 7 puppies, is that I can't really leave my house. And so Jennifer Biggs came to my house last Sunday with Chris Harrington and bearing 3 different types of cheese dip for a cheese dip taste test. Jennifer, what were the kinds of cheese dip that you brought along?
Well, I bought ponchos because, of course, we have ponchos, right?
Yep.
And we bought Tom's Tiny Kitchen, the not so spicy Thai, and then the new one, Arbo's cheese dip.
It's Arbo's, A-R-B-O apostrophe S, is that right?
Huh? The guy is named Andrew Arbogast, so that's, you know, it's
and where can one buy
cheese dip.
It? Where does it?
Well, yeah. You can buy it this weekend at Mortimer's from a pop-up, 4 to 7 p.m. Last week I got it in front of Sweetgrass. He had a pop-up there before I brought it to your house. And then starting May 15th, he's going to be at High Point Grocery. He'll be selling it there.
I see.
You know, on the shelves. So you can buy it permanently after May 15th. But until now, you just got to find him where you can.
Okay. Now, the middle one was Tom, what's it called? Tom's
Tiny Kitchen. He's the pimento cheese guy.
And where is Tom's Tiny Kitchen? Is it a place I can go to, or is it like a, yeah, where is Tom's Tiny? Because everyone recommended it with the, when I was asking about people's favorite pimento cheese, everyone says, Tom's Tiny Kitchen. I'm not familiar with it. What's the deal?
Well, you've never tried the pimento cheese, really? Wow, I'm surprised about that. Now, are you a pimento cheese fan?
I like it. I like everything except for eggplant. I mean, I like it. What's not? It's delicious.
Eggplant. So funny. The people who hate eggplant hate it so much.
With a passion.
It's just, you know,
with
a reviled thing. I know.
Disgusting.
I love it, but I know people who hate it. And
but is Tom's Tiny Kitchen a place?
Yes.
A restaurant?
No, you cannot
or is,
go.
What is it?
You you could go if you want me to take
you. No, no, what is it, though, for the average human being? What is it?
You buy it at the grocery. So what it is, it's Tom Flournoy is the name of the man who started the business. And this is maybe 10 years ago, and, you know, that's a rough estimate of when it happened. But he lost his job, age 60, after many years. And I think it was maybe in the 2008 deal. So even a little bit later. And he started selling his mom's recipe at farmers markets, and it just really took off. And now he's in Kroger stores all over. He started out in small groceries, Miss Cordelia's, Super Low, a High Point, and he's moved on into, has distribution through Kroger. Has a couple of varieties of pimento cheese, and then he introduced maybe 5 years ago his line of cheese dip, too. It has three different kinds of cheese dip. One, just sort of the same white cheese dip that, kind of like what everybody gets, a chipotle, and then the not-so-spicy Thai dip, which I think tastes more like a regular, like a Poncho's or an Arbo's type of restaurant cheese dip.
What is the backstory to Poncho's? I mean, I know it's a Memphis legend. Backstory to Poncho's? What's it?
I can tell you what I know. I mean, it started in West Memphis in the 50s is where Poncho's first opened. Arkansas claims to be the cheese dip capital of the world. And
they're worse things, yeah. Yeah,
And they even have, or they used to have, they stopped before COVID. They may be bringing it back this year, I hear, but I don't know that that's true. They had a world championship cheese dip contest, just sort of like we have a barbecue contest. Yeah. They would do it in October in Little Rock. And they have a little cheese dip trail somewhere around through there. But Poncho started over there, and people used to say it was the first cheese dip, but it wasn't. It was maybe 20 years at least behind the Arkansas cheese dip. Then it came into Memphis. There was one, I think, on Bellevue. I think it's the one that we used to go to when I was a kid. We used to eat there every Wednesday night. I don't know why, but on Wednesday nights, that was just a family tradition, go to Poncho's. Everybody grew up eating it. It was really the only Mexican restaurant around. I think Michael Donahue will talk about some other place, but it was pretty obscure. I don't think anyone knew about it. And then there was a chain called El Chico, but nobody wanted to go to El Chico if you could go to Poncho's because the dip was so much better. And that's
their history. Does Poncho's still exist as a restaurant?
Yeah.
Where is Poncho's?
There's the one in West Memphis still stands.
Yeah.
And then there's one at Summer and White Station in the Cloverleaf Shopping Center. And that location's been there for.
So they're known for their cheese dip. And I bet they make most of their money from their cheese dip. But they actually are a full Mexican restaurant.
They are. It's not what you would call the most authentic Mexican restaurant. If you're on Summer Avenue, that's not where I'm going to send you to eat, tacos or anything else. But I would send you there to say, get some cheese dip. If you drink, you can get a frozen margarita. They'll even do the one where they swirl it with the sangria. And get something with the green sauce on it. Everyone loves the Poncho's tropical sauce is what they call it.
I need to put a pin in this cheese dip discussion because while we're on the subject of Mexican restaurants, over on your, and if people haven't joined your Facebook group, what's it called?
Table Talk.
It's fabulous. And one of the things that I've learned recently, a friend of mine named Gary Daly is recommending a Mexican place on Summer called
It's called Crazy Cactus. And, Gary and I have seen each other in there before we even knew each other. I think he goes there as often as I was going there when it first opened. This is even before COVID.
Cactus. And it's good?
Crazy Cactus. And it's down on Summer, sort of across from the Payeta place, La Michoacana.
Yeah.
So right around Summer and Graham, close to around where Bryant says. I know we're going to try to get to that. But Crazy Cactus is there. My recommendation, always my recommendation, Gary even texted me a picture of it the other night because he and Dana were there, I think, Friday night or Saturday night eating the enchiladas rancheros, which are cheese enchiladas topped with carnitas, and you can get them with red sauce or green salsa. I mix it because the green sauce is just a little too spicy for me, so mix them together. So good. That's fabulous.
It looked really good. And it's funny the way one talks because in the food world, and particularly like if you go to your Facebook page, it almost like everybody there is your friend, I don't know how well you know Gary or not, but like it's once you get, you feel like food does bring people together in that way. Anyway, I got to go to Crazy Cactus. I got to get that. Okay, back to the cheese dip. We had a cheese dip tasting, a quote-unquote blind taste test. And the problem was, and you know, is that we know what Pancho's cheese dip is. So it really it wasn't fair. Like, and we all love Pancho's cheese dip. I liked Arbo's a lot too, but I know exactly what Pancho's tastes like, and that was the Pancho's.
And it, I mean, what could I have done? Put blindfolds on you? I mean, that was, I did the best I could on a blind tasting.
You could have lit my tongue on fire, and then maybe I wouldn't have been able to tell the difference. But we all knew that it was Pancho's, and
I
wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
So
but
it's
anyway,
unfair.
Yes, of course everyone knows Pancho's, and it is the standard. But that's what Andrew, the Arbo's guy, says. Is, you know, he doesn't even see it as a competition. He just sees it as another option. Give it a try. See what you think. And people will like it. I mean, it's definitely been a hit with people who have tried it. You can, in fact, if you want to hear more about it, anybody wants to hear more about it, go to Daily Memphian and listen to the podcast. He's on Soundbites this week with me, and they can listen to it through the website and hear him talk about it and kind of the sweet story of it being his dad's recipe and so on. So
I would just say that a rising tide of cheese dip lifts all boats. And so so there we go.
I'm with you.
Moving right along, you wrote about one of my favorite topics today, a burger. Which burger this time, Jennifer?
This burger is at Chez Philippe. Can you imagine a cheeseburger in Chez Philippe that you can go in and buy a burger? You could do a burger and a beer if you wanted to, sitting in
at the Peabody.
Yes, well, not just in the Peabody, but in the most luxurious restaurant by far in town. I mean, it's just such an over-the-top type of, you know, the ornate, Baroque type of place. But it really is a lovely place. I love going there, and it always had to be a kind of a special occasion place because it was very expensive. But since COVID, the Peabody, like everybody else, has been hit with staffing and with, you know, money issues. So they had to close down to one restaurant, and it only made sense. Let's put everything in Chez Philippe because that's the same kitchen they did room service from. So everybody who stays at the hotel now can, or anybody in town, obviously, but you can go in and you can just eat. You can get a club sandwich. You can get some salmon. You can get a steak. You can get things like that, too. But you can eat very casual food. And this isn't going to last forever. So if anybody wants to go eat in Chez Philippe and not have...
So what characterizes this burger?
What? I'm sorry?
What characterizes this burger?
It's a big, hefty burger. There's nothing about this burger. Now, their 150th anniversary burger was, it had lobster, it had truffles, it had all this. It was a $150 burger that came with a bottle of Rombauer, or, you know, a half bottle of Rombauer. This is not. This is just a burger, but it's a big burger. It's like an 8-ounce patty. It's on a brioche bun. It's a very... And totally solid, delicious burger, no doubt about that. Comes with fries or chips if you prefer. And, it's a $15 burger. You're going to pay $15 for a burger at just about any upscale restaurant in town, $15 plus. So it's something to do. They just make a reservation. You know, they have staffing problems like everybody else. If you want to go, call them, get a reservation, go get your burger, and why not?
And then you went to Bryant's, which has reopened, yes?
Yes. And, Jeff, I went around 9. Just thought I'd see how they'd been doing since 5. So I showed up around 9 o'clock so I wouldn't run into have problems with photo and all that, with us getting in each other's way. And, you know, they opened at 5 a.m. By 9 o'clock, they had already baked 2,000 biscuits.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
Are they changing anything? What's changing?
Yeah,
I will say I found it a little the biscuit was, I loved the biscuit. I don't love waiting in a line, but I also don't like sitting at a table where a line is walking right by me looking, you know. So I've never really been tempted much to sit down there. I always have gotten it to go.
Well, right now you would want to continue to do that because there's very little seating,
right,
if there's any. In fact, the seating that's there may simply be seating to wait while your order's ready. So it's not that same type of thing with the booths sitting around. They have booths there, excuse me. So you could sit down if you wanted to. But, yeah, I mean, why not get it to go? I mean, that's what I would do right now.
Of course, now in the pandemic era, yes. But is the food going to be exactly the same, or are they making changes?
The food is going to be exactly the same. The food is exactly the same right now. I mean, everybody's back. The same woman is cooking the biscuits. The same guy's doing the bacon. The same woman as Diane is still standing up front who knows everybody's name and, you know, with that huge tray of bacon and handing that stuff out. So everybody's there except Phil Bryant, of course, who had to, you know, sell it because of his health. And Richard Lucchese's new general manager taking over doing that. They are going to make some changes down the road. Right now they don't have lunch back yet. They want to make sure everything's good with breakfast. Then they will bring back a home cooking lunch, and they hope to improve on the product that was out before, get it more in the same level of the breakfast. And then they're also planning to do like a weekend brunch type foods where you can get a mimosa, Bloody Mary if you want to, and maybe down the line even using the pits again, bringing back some barbecue. But for now, it's the same Bryant's it was when it shut down in November. Same
well, that's
thing,
good to hear.
Except,
and then with restaurants generally, how are folks doing? And I gather one of the real issues is finding folks to work in restaurants. It's a crisis, right?
It is absolutely a crisis. Some of it is because so many people left. They left work, and they got when they left restaurants, they went to work for places like FedEx or Nike or Amazon or Williams-Sonoma, these distribution jobs that pay more. And even though it might be night work, and it's not always, but it might be, it's scheduled work. You don't have the weekends and the irregular shifts that you have at restaurants. You get benefits at these places or that some restaurants are starting to offer, but they can't really afford to right now. It's really hard for them because you need more people. I mean, they may be 50% staffed, but they also don't have full dining rooms. So they have PPP money. They could pay people right now if they could get more people on staff. But what happens? They have to spend that money in 24 weeks. So in the middle of the summer, if they're not back at 100% and they have more staff, then there you go. You're laid off again.
It is tough if you've had a lean year to begin with because of COVID running a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And now you have to pay people more, even as your dining room is not full, that's a hell of a double whammy to be faced with in all of this. Now, there's this theory on the part of some that it's the stimulus check and people are just out there putting their feet up. I have to say, I think your theory of working in warehouses or whatever makes more sense because the stimulus checks were nice, no question, but you can't live on them forever. I mean, they help you pay your rent for a month or two, but like you don't, people weren't getting $100,000 stimulus checks. Individuals
no, they weren't.
So,
well, most of us weren't anyway. I don't know if anybody got that. If they did, wouldn't you love to hear about that?
Yes, I would love to have one.
They do get, additional federal unemployment, which was very generous at the beginning. This was back in April, May, whenever it started. Of an additional $600 a week on top of your state benefits, which were, I think, in Tennessee, the maximum is $275. Now, in the second round of stimulus money, that was reduced to $300 a week. So people can sit home and make $600 a week. And as some restaurateurs say, who am I to tell them come back to work? Because again, I can't promise I can keep them here. And I know that if they come back, I don't have enough people. They're going to work like crazy. They're going to work nights. They're going to work weekends. They're going to work their butts off. And they're going to do it for $15 an hour, which is basically what they're making sitting at home. So it's a place where we shouldn't be judgmental. We should just realize that the industry, which is the owners and the employees, are in a crisis that
so get out there and spend money and tip. Go out there and spend money and tip generously. I guess that's the bottom line. Jennifer, thanks very much. You can read Jennifer's stuff at the Daily Memphian. While we're on the subject, how about some barbecue Benedict for brunch this Sunday with smoked pork shoulder, poached eggs, barbecue.
I hate you so much right now.
Benedict. How about the fried Gulf oysters, best Gulf oysters I've ever had, tossed in cornmeal with a side of house remoulade. How about the Waffle Foster with the brandied bananas, the whipped cream, the toasted almonds, the powdered sugar? How about a delicious omelet? How about the Mary Lou Farm bacon? How about the smoked Gouda grits? It is time to get out there and to to eat the world. Let's be honest, it is time to get out there and to eat the world. I think the most beautiful Memphis restaurant in Memphis is Bounty. It is also a tremendously delicious. I particularly would tell you that the key lime pie and the fried oysters, the best I'd ever had of both of those. But go try it yourself. They've got outdoor seating. They have curbside service, of course, and they've got that gorgeous, beautiful dining room. Phone number is 410-8131. Call and make a reservation or go check them out, 2519 Broad Avenue. We will come back. I got some NFL win totals.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of huge baseball series, by the way, going on. You got Vandy in Tennessee this week and Ole Miss Mississippi State, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's fun, too. But we got some NFL win totals I will give you on the other side. It's Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Join us and get vaccinated on Friday, April 16th and Saturday, April 17th during our community vaccination days at the Pipkin Building from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Receive a $20 Kroger or Walmart gift card, Grizzly swag, and BOGO McDonald's coupons while supplies last this Friday and Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. during our community vaccination days at the Pipkin Building from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Pipkin, located at the Liberty Bowl Stadium.
I'm Andy Wise, and folks, it's time to get the gang back together. Things are turning for the better, and I'm ready to celebrate with clients, family, and friends. That's why I joined the Crescent Club inside the Crescent Center at Poplar and Ridgeway. It has spaces with gorgeous views for graduations, wedding receptions, or just cocktails with the crew. And members get the rooms for free. My friends are members. I'm a member. Let's get the gang back together at the Crescent Club, 6075 Poplar Avenue, where you belong.
Spring is showtime at BetMGM. Baseball is back, and as the weather warms up, the hockey and basketball action gets even hotter. It's the perfect time to take a shot at an easy 100 from the King of Sportsbooks. Sign up today using code RIGHT100, WRIGHT100, and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 money line wager on either the Grizzlies or the Bulls. And if the team you bet on hits a three, you win regardless of your bet's outcome. No matter what your favorite sport is, BetMGM is always at your fingertips with innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code RIGHT100, WRIGHT100, to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on either the Grizzlies or the Bulls to hit a three. New customer offer paid in free bets. You must be 21 years or older. You must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Get to Destinations Unknown and your new ride from Gossett Mitsubishi 1870 Covington Pike. Get 43 MPG Highway and 2021 Mitsubishi Mirage. We Gossett at $12,997 or $133 a month. And it's not a lease, you own it. Dream big and drive further in your all-new 2022 Eclipse Cross. $23,373 or $284 a month. And exceed all expectations in your 2022 Outlander. $31,919 or $409 a month. Plus, we build it with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So get to Gossett Mitsubishi today, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 75 months at 2.79%. Mirage MH002807, MSRP 16865, Eclipse NZ00394, MSRP 26325, Outlander NZ00502, MSRP 34935, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax title license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 4/30/2021. Dealer stock only.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs.
Well, the day began with a crisis, Jeffrey. And the crisis was...
You spilled coffee all over yourself.
I spilled coffee, not just all over myself,
all over these gorgeous
I can't shorts wait to that get I got in there for low call.
And I can't wait to get in there at 2 o'clock and smell coffee.
It's going to smell like coffee. Oh, yeah. That's my gift to you.
Yeah.
My shorts are also going to smell like coffee.
Yeah, but what an outstanding opportunity to go get some new Peter Millar shorts.
But what an outstanding opportunity. Yes. You know, Charles had the information that retail spending...
Oh, yeah.
Up this month over last month, 10%. There's a reason for that. You've been stuck in the house.
Oh, yeah.
It is time to get out there and spend. And if you're going to spend, this is absolutely true. When I reached into the dresser today to pull out these shorts, it gave me pleasure.
Yes.
There's clothes that you put on, and then there's clothes that you give you pleasure. Every time you see them, you're like, oh, this is going to be good. The fit's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Color's beautiful. But, like, they make you feel better about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you walk into Oak Hall, you'll see the place is absolutely brimming with gorgeous clothes. You're going to be at barbecues. You're going to be on vacation. You're going to be out and about celebrating. You might be Friday night stripes tonight or baseball games. Tennessee Vandy and Ole Miss Mississippi State. We are emerging, and it is time to spruce yourself up. And they are there for you at Oak Hall. Let's get to the one story we've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. At long last, it's Jeff's one story you've been waiting for. Presented by Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Check out HomerSkeltonCDJ.com. A bunch of normal guys in the car business, changing lives four tires at a time.
All right, so Caesar's Sportsbook by William Hill has some win totals.
Oh, yeah.
For the 17-game regular season, right? So this is different. What two teams have the highest win total?
Chiefs.
And what do you think they set the Chiefs at?
12 and a half, maybe?
12.
But okay.
Chiefs, yes.
And I guess you just got to say boring, but Bucks.
Bucks. What do you think they set the Bucks at?
11 and a half.
11 and a half.
Yeah.
Turns out you're okay at gambling. So now here's the next question. There are 10 teams with double-digit win totals. Let's name those teams. Start in the AFC. What teams in the AFC?
Okay, so here are the teams that I think for sure.
And start with the AFC.
Ravens and Bills.
Ravens at 11, Bills at 10.5.
Okay, so the ones I wrote down, this is where I'm a little...
Plus the Chiefs, right?
Correct. So I had...
Who else
the other
in the
possibilities in the AFCs that I had were the Browns. Oh, I'm sorry. The Ravens. Ravens for sure.
You got the Ravens.
Okay.
We got the Ravens,
Browns,
we got the Bills, and we got the Chiefs. Who
and
else?
So I said Browns, Titans, Colts feel like on that same kind of area.
I will tell you that two of those teams have a double-digit win total.
Okay, Browns and Titans.
Browns and Colts.
Okay.
Browns 10, Colts 10.
I'm back on fading the Colts, by the way.
Titans 9-5. That was a deal where you were going with what you thought,
not with the prediction.
Because you don't believe in the Colts quarterback.
Uh-uh.
You don't believe in Carson Wentz.
No.
Let's go real quick to the Titans at 9.5. You're taking the over there? Right off the top of your head.
Yes.
I know too much. You don't bet total.
Yeah. I would take. I think that they're going to win the division again.
So that is the AFC. So we know that there are five in the AFC. That therefore means that there are also five in the NFC. What five teams in the NFC have double-digit win totals?
All right, Packers.
Okay, well, we already got the Bucks. Packers, correct.
I'll say the Rams.
Rams, correct. Packers, by the way, were 11, Rams 10.5. Two more teams with double-digit win totals.
Seahawks,
10. One more team with a double-digit win total.
Cowboys.
49ers.
Ah.
10. Cowboys are at 9.5. Okay, who has the lowest win totals?
All right, so I think it's
two. There's two teams tied at the lowest win total.
I think it's going to be one of these four. The Jets, the Lions, the Jags, or the Texans.
So the Jets,
did I get the two?
The Lion. Well, they are certainly in that. They are certainly in that four. Yes.
All right. I'll say Texans.
Texans is one of the two with five win, with a win total of five. And the other one with a win total of five is?
I'll say one in each. I'll say Lions.
Lions is correct. Yeah. Lions is correct. The Jets and the Jags both at six. Of course, they'll have rookie quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So I'm a little squirrely on both of those, I'll be honest. Anyway, we got to get out of here. What's coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. They will be joined, if my computer would actually pull up. They're going to have it full day. Full day here.
We're going to all going to have a full day here.
Exactly.
It's going to smell like coffee, and so it'll be
a particularly lively
set of shows coming to you from the 92.9 studios. We will be back on Monday. For now, our work here is done.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Free anywhere on the Odyssey app. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers, and everyone remembers every moment of their engagement.
I really love selling engagement rings, Danny. You know why? Because an engagement ring is so special. It's the first time two people commit to each other, and I want to be part of that story. At Robert Irwin Jewelers, you got to come in. You got to see all the different engagement rings we have. We're having a huge bridal sale. It's going on now. I'm going to give you the confidence to get down on one knee, pop open the box. You're going to get a yes. That's what it's all about. We've got free financing, five locations, or online at rijewelers.com.
All right, listen up. Bed bugs.
Yeah.
Go up the middle, along the mattress seams. Roaches.
Yeah.
Do a zone everywhere there's a crack. Brown recluses.
Yeah.